Deutsche Welle, Learning by Ear. Listen up, shape your future.
Hello and welcome to Learning by Ear's special series that takes a look at the environment. On today's program, we'll hear about how the car is one of the major sources of carbon dioxide pollution. And as we'll hear later on, carbon dioxide is one of the greenhouse gases that scientists say are causing the Earth to heat up in a process known as global warming. But since we are also dependent on getting around, what's the solution? We look at the benefits of public transport and even the bicycle. In today's radio novella, we'll also take a look at air travel and the devastating effects that global warming is already having on the planet. And finally, we'll find out more about carbon dioxide, why we need it, but not too much of it. Stay with us.
One day, I'll drive a Jeep.
What do you mean, Moses? You'll always use the bus. As for me, I'm going to drive a Toyota Prado, the biggest car on the road.
No, Monica. That's where you are wrong. I'm going to be a rich businessman, and I'm going to show off my wealth. I'll own a Hummer, the biggest, meanest car on the road today.
What's a Hummer, Moses?
A Hummer, Gladys, is an American military vehicle. Only now they've been converted into red vehicles. David Beckham owns one.
And now it's becoming the car of choice of African big men too. It's true. If you're rich, you must have a big car.
And besides, our roads are so poorly maintained, you need a 4x4 just to drive across the city.
But what about the pollution they cause? Just look at the black smoke that the truck is belching out. Ugh, I can feel it tickling my lungs.
But the exhaust just blows away. It doesn't cause any trouble.
Are you joking, Moses?
No.
Have you not noticed the layer of smoke that sometimes hangs over the city on cold mornings? Haven't you felt the polluted air sting your eyes? Even worse, though, is the damage the car exhaust does to the environment. You might think it just disappears into thin air, Moses, but you're wrong.
Gladys, I don't understand.
One of the gases you find in car exhaust is carbon dioxide. That's one of the greenhouse gases, right, Gladys?
The what?
Greenhouse gases. Please tell me, Moses, you've heard of the greenhouse effect.
Well, no, actually...
It's complicated, but here's how it works. There are a group of gases that form a blanket high up in the atmosphere. These gases prevent heat escaping the Earth's atmosphere. Without these gases, the Earth wouldn't be habitable, because all the heat would escape. But as this blanket of gases gets thicker, more heat is trapped. And the result is global warming.
And cars are entitled to blame for this greenhouse effect?
No, not by any means. There are many reasons why we're witnessing an increase in temperatures across the globe.
Like?
Like the burning down of forests, or like burning gasoline. But the pollution from motor engines is a significant factor. Small cars with small engines will on average emit about 4 to 6 tons of greenhouse gas. Bigger cars like 4x4s release as much as double that.
So what do we do? Take the bus?
Precisely. Here in the city, there's no reason why we can't take the bus. Or even better, you could walk.
Walk?
At least then your conscience will be clear. You won't be emitting any greenhouse gases.
But look at all the exhaust our buses throw out.
It's true. The old engines are dirty and big polluters compared to the modern engines. But if the bus is full, then you're contributing less per passenger than a single person driving a car. Or how about pedal power? You could cycle, Moses. That too is a clean mode of transport. Gladys, I think our roads are too dangerous to cycle. But I agree, it is quicker than walking at least.
Listen, all this talk of exercise is making me thirsty. Let's get a soda at the cafe around the corner. I'm supposed to be meeting my brother Quentin. Hey, Quentin. Meet Monica.
Hi.
Hi, Monica.
And Gladys.
Hi, Gladys.
Hello.
I was telling these guys that when I'm rich, I'm going to drive a Hummer.
This guy is a dreamer.
Oh, my little brother. You could fly like me.
Quentin is always traveling around the region.
Flying is even worse for the environment.
I know, it's true. You know, I read somewhere that aviation accounts for 2% of the world's carbon dioxide emissions. But I have no choice. It's for business.
Yeah, but you know, the problem is that there are millions of others like you who are saying they have no choice. Aviation may only account for 2% of carbon dioxide output.
Which is peanuts.
But it's the fastest growing source of greenhouse gases, and the industry risks undermining our efforts to tackle climate change in other areas.
Gladys, I don't dispute what we're saying. But you know, modern technology is enabling us to manufacture cleaner, more fuel-efficient aircraft.
But like Gladys says, more and more people are flying. Couldn't you just pick up the telephone or maybe even make a video call?
It wouldn't be the same.
You said these greenhouse gases are warming the earth.
They are. There's scientific evidence.
How much by?
Well, so far, they say less than 1%. In fact, 0.7% to be precise.
That's nothing.
The average temperature in this city is 30 degrees Celsius. So what difference does another 1 degree make?
Well, quite a lot, actually. Haven't you noticed how weather patterns are changing? Just talk to any farmer and they will tell you that it's now impossible to predict the rains. A generation ago, they knew exactly on which day to harvest. Monica's right. And some scientists fear that if the Earth warms up by more than 2 degrees, then we may not be able to reverse the process. So do you still want to own a Hummer when you're a rich man?
Well, now you're making me feel guilty, as if this greenhouse effect is my fault.
Of course it's not your fault, Moses, but we must realize that we can all make a difference. And the reality is that there are modes of transport that are more environmentally friendly than others. Your Hummer is definitely not included. Who's ready to head home?
I am.
Of course you both be walking, right?
Did you know?
Wussten Sie schon?
Kuchen sang?
Unajua kwamba?
Le saviez-vous?
Did you know that carbon dioxide levels in the Earth's atmosphere have increased by 30% in the last 200 years alone? As we've just heard, carbon dioxide is one of the so-called greenhouse gases. Their concentration levels are currently the highest they've been for 800,000 years. What does this mean? Well, the majority of scientists agree that as a result of the build-up of greenhouse gases, the Earth is warming up. Over the last 300 years, global temperatures have risen by over 0.7 degrees. However, 0.5 degrees of this warming has occurred during the past 100 years. You might say 0.7 degrees doesn't sound very much, but here's what might happen over the next few decades if the current trend continues. Global sea levels could rise by more than 6 metres, flooding low-lying coastal cities like Lagos, Dar es Salaam and Maputo. Extreme weather, like droughts and floods, will become more frequent. Deaths from global warming-related events will double in just 25 years to more than 300,000 people a year. There are scientists who dispute the reality of global warming. They argue that global temperatures naturally rise and fall in cycles, and that we're currently experiencing a rising trend that will, in time, reverse. But it's widely accepted that human activities are accelerating global warming. The fear is the environmental damage caused by global warming may be irreversible if action isn't taken to cut emissions of greenhouse gases. For example, some scientists predict the Arctic Ocean could be ice-free by 2050. Some countries are worse polluters than others, especially the US and China. But we can all help cut down on greenhouse gas emissions. Here are two simple tips. Use energy-saving light bulbs and walk short distances instead of taking the car or bus. It's not too late to slow down global warming if we act together now.
And that's all for today's Learning by Ear special environment focus on cars and bicycles, written by Richard Locke. So remember, think about whether you really need to take the car or bus. Perhaps you can walk or cycle instead. If you can, you'll be doing the environment a great favor. You can make a difference and set an example to world leaders as they debate how to tackle greenhouse gases. Thanks for being with us. If you want to hear the program again or tell friends about it, go to our website at www.dw-world.de/lbe. Goodbye.